The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And if America is destroyed, it will be destroyed because of the silence of the pulpits and the men and women of God who are being intimidated in such a time as this. We need holy boldness.
Pastors Jensen Franklin and Robert Jeffress encourage believers to stand up and have a kingdom impact today.
And that's why we have to preach God's word regardless of what the culture says.
Next on Life Today.
Today, I'm Betty, and this is James.
And I'm telling you, we're thrilled to have two of the, as far as I'm concerned, two of the greatest champions. I think more than conquerors. I think leaders, shepherds, pastors, giants, oftentimes very prophetic. I mean, they just, to me, operate in so many of the spiritual gifts that I just say praise God for two of the greatest shepherds of the country. This is Dr. Robert Jeffress and Jensen Franklin, one from Dallas, Texas, and one from, how do you say the name of your town?
Is it Gainesville, Georgia.
This is Gainesville, Florida. There's a Gainesville, Texas. You got a Gainesville in Georgia.
Gainesville, Georgia.
And it is Faith Free Chapel.
Free Chapel.
Free Chapel.
Free Chapel.
And it's north of Atlanta.
That's it.
Would you welcome Jensen Franklin and Robert Jeffress?
Thank you all.
All right, look at this now. Here are two books that are really important, Courageous. The first word in the Revelation to those going into the lake of fire. Who's going? First word, cowards. This is the opposite. We're supposed to be filled with boldness, Holy Spirit boldness. 25 times in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit characterization in New Testament believers, boldness. We need it today. This guy, Robert Jeffress, has got it. What he wrote about courage is great. Here's acres of diamonds. Here's how God takes all the pressures that come our way. And everything that comes our way, remember, if you're clay in the potter's hand and you're going to be shaped into a vessel of honor, there's going to be pressure to shape you into a vessel of honor. And it either comes from the fingers of God or is filtered through it. And boy, does he show you that you are living in a field of diamonds where the pressure is going to make the most beautiful expressions of light, reflective glory, reflecting, revealing the light and the light in us as believers. So I'm really glad you guys are here. Would you welcome these two great men of God, Robert Jeffress and Robert.
Thank you, James.
Glad y'all are here. Okay. As much as any two I know, and boy, we know quite a few that we would say, praise God for great leaders. But you are helping the church understand what it looks like to be His body, connected to one another, uniquely designed, very diverse, but in supernatural unity to reveal Him in all His glory. Are you seeing that in ways right now that startle you?
I do see it, and I am thankful for it. For me to know Dr. Jeffers and know so many ministers that in the last 4 years have come together. Come, let us reason together. And we have heard the call of the Spirit to come together and stand for our nation, stand for what is right, stand for the Word of God. You know, in the Bible, it's the middle ground that God said, he started a covenant with Abraham and he said, split animals down the middle and lay them on the sides. And God came walking down the middle. He wasn't on the right side or the left side. He came down, he was looking for a path of unity. He was looking for a path of unity. The Ark of the Covenant had cherubims, two of them, one on one side. They would reach out and then you reach your wings toward me. And God said, you know where I'll dwell? I want you to touch in agreement. And I don't want, and the Bible said their eyes were to meet and look at the mercy seat, not looking at each other. We don't have to see eye to eye on everything, but we touch in unity. And when we touch in unity and see each other through the blood on the mercy seat, then God said, that's where I'll be. That's where my presence will be. That's where my favor, my protection, my help. And if America ever needed to come together, if the body of Christ, and that's why what you preach has touched my life, that I am not complete without my brothers and my sisters in the body of Christ of every kindred, of every tongue, of every nationality. We need to come together for our children and our children's children and for our nation in such a time as this.
We're seeing actual, undeniable glimpses of that glory and that reality in forces and leaders within the family of God that were taught to stay apart. And they have been supernaturally brought together. No compromise, never moving or changing the Word of God, but moved by the Word of God to become united supernaturally like Jesus prayed. Doc, we're seeing a miracle. You're a big part of it, and you get to watch it. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the whole family of God would start loving each other like we've seen some people love each other?
I think you're starting to see that, and I don't think it can happen soon enough. I think all four of us here, we've been eyewitnesses to what's been happening in our country. We're all grateful, regardless of your political persuasion. I think we're grateful for the conservative stance that our country has taken, what our president is doing in our country. But I believe what we're witnessing here is just a pause, a parenthesis. It's a respite. I believe eventually the left is going to take charge again. I believe the kind of attacks you're talking about, James, the kind of opposition to Word of God we're going to experience as the Church of Jesus Christ. Not the tribulation, but the beginnings of the tribulation. And I think there are going to be many that fall aside during that kind of suffering that is going to come to Christians in our America. I believe they're not going to be ready for it. And I think it is why the Church of Jesus Christ needs to be united like never before. I think we ought to use this respite that we're in right now to get ready, to prepare for battle. That's why I wrote this book, Courageous, to help train Christians to live courageously. Because Jesus said, in this world, you are going to have tribulation. It is coming. If American Christians are exempt from suffering, we're going to be the only country in the history of the world that was exempt from suffering. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think the good news is this, and it is good news. The church always does best when it's in a minority status. It doesn't take numbers. It's not by numbers that is our strength. It's by the Holy Spirit of God that we have strength. And it is through our love for one another. Two are better than one, and a cord of three strands is not easily broken. So, James, what you and Betty are doing, I think, is essential in preparing the church for that time. We've got to be united. We've got to put partisan and second and tertiary theological issues aside to come together under the umbrella of Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you what I believe that we really do need to grasp. If we are to be fruitful and multiply in a spiritual realm, and if we're to stand against the wiles of the enemy and the schemes of the devil, against the beasts of the field and the predatory birds of the air, and against the invasive briars and weeds that would come into the fertile fields of God that we oversee, I think if we'll stop and realize that God wants us to be fruitful, and this is the first fertile field that we want Him to grow the fruit of His life in us. We're, as Paul said, God's cultivated field. You abandon a cultivated field, just leave it. It grows weeds faster than any field in any county. So this is the field that's never to be abandoned. It's to be overseen by the Father. Now, we are overseers of everything on His planet. We oversee our own family. We start with our marriage. First, our relationship. This is the fertile field. Our marriage. We don't have to give our marriage to the spirit of the world or deception or division. We don't have to give our family to the enemy to trample and deceive and divide and destroy. We don't have to give our community, our subdivision, any more than the farmer gives his field to the weeds of the field and the briars and the beasts of the field gives his flock to them. We're overseers. We're also could be overseers of our community. We could be overseers of our city and our county. In other words, the imprint of God's kingdom can show you His glory in such a way that you actually have great fertile fields that the world can look in and see His glory. Now, I'll just be honest with you. I think God wants the world to see His glory manifest through a body of believers that becomes the shining city set on a hill. They may try to hide it. They can't hide it. The gates of hell will never prevail against the church of the living God. But when the church is ineffective and salt loses its effect, what happens? It's trampled under the feet of men. What? Just us? Yes. And everything sacred. Marriage is trampled under the feet of men. It's denied or it's redefined. Sex is redefined. Everything in relationship is redefined by the deceiver and the liar. I'm saying, shout in the enemy's face, no more. Isaiah said, say to the tormentors, we will no longer lay down and you walk over us like a smooth road. We walk over the enemy like dust under our feet, beginning with our personal life and the sphere of our influence. You are shaking downtown Dallas. That church could not do what it did. You're supposed to be in a declining situation, but the life of God is in you and your beautiful church. It shines all over you. We had your daughter here, glory to God, already. She shook this place up. She's probably better than you, Doc. We may invite her more often than you. I'm telling you, it's great fruit. Jensen, I know your family. I just love you and your church. We are seeing the glory of God. Can you get a little bit excited about what I'm saying, Jensen?
Absolutely.
Let's take a collection right now. I'm ready to do it.
Let's drill some water wells. Let's drill more water wells than we ever drilled in our life. Go ahead, Jensen.
Well, I mean, it's what brought revival to the upper room. They were in one mind, in one accord, in one place. And when we began to unify together, and I think God, it goes back to that message of courage and boldness.
Absolutely.
Because at some point...
And boy, you two guys have got it.
At some point, leaders have got to stand up and speak up. At some point, when you see what's taking place in this nation, when you see the slaughter of the unborn,
yes,
when you see things happening and it is in direct contradiction to the Word of God, how can I be silent? Now, there's a city in Europe, and it's nothing but ruins, and it has a plaque, and the plaque says, once stood a great city, but it was ruined by silence. It was destroyed by silence because the watchman on the walls saw danger coming, but he was afraid to interrupt commerce in the city, so he allowed the city to be invaded. Mm. And if America is destroyed, it will be destroyed because of the silence of the pulpits.
Yep,
and the men and women of God who are being intimidated in such a time as this, we need holy boldness. God is not a Democrat or a Republican. He's God.
Right.
He's not on our side or their side. He's on His own side, and His Word is His will. And He's going to align Himself with whoever aligns themselves closest to the will of God. I believe that, and I believe it's time for the Christians to come out of the closet, the believers to stand up and stand out, arise and shine for such a time as this.
Jensen, I think you're absolutely right. And let's be honest, the church is not being the salt and light right now.
Sadly,
it needs to be in our country. I mean, it is a travesty that there is no difference whatsoever in the rate of a divorce, adultery, pornography use, drug use, there is no difference between the lives of Christians and non-Christians. They commit adultery at the same rate. They get divorced at the same rate. They watch pornography at the same rate. Now, that's a travesty. We have not been that salt you're talking about. We haven't been the light we're supposed to. And that's why we have to preach God's Word regardless of what the culture says. We can't allow the culture to shape the church. The church needs to shape the culture. You know, I tell the story in my book, Courageous, about a group of people 100 years ago that were known as one-way missionaries. They were called one-way missionaries because they only bought one-way tickets on the ship to take them to their place of journey because they expected to die on the field.
Wow.
And instead of taking a suitcase, they would take their own coffin and pack their stuff in their coffin, knowing that they would be buried in that coffin. One of the men who went was a man, A.W. Milne. He went to the New Hebrides Islands. He packed his coffin. He didn't die immediately. He was there 30 years. But when he died, after winning so many of those people to Christ, they put him in his coffin, put the coffin in the ground, and they put these words on his tombstone. When he came, there was no light. When he died, there was no darkness.
Wow. See, that's what we're supposed to be.
That's the impact.
That is the city settlement here.
Yeah.
We're trying to get that city to stand up, to uncover the light. Come out from undercover. Come out from under comfort. Be courageous. Become an acre of diamonds.
And you know, shaped. James, if the church won't do it, what is amazing me about what God is doing right now is He's using people. He's using people like Kanye. If a preacher won't take a stand and a preacher won't boldly proclaim the power of the blood of Jesus, have you heard his new songs?
No, it's great. They're about Jesus.
The blood of Jesus, yeah. The power of the yeah. God. It's amazing. And even our leader, our president, who would have ever thought he would be a champion of life? He would be a champion of those who are in prison. Yeah. Matthew 24. Forgotten, and he is the one who brings, so you know, the prison reform and takes a curse off of those who are willing to manifest a changed life. I believe the church is praying. Like I believe the reason that the things turned in Iran like they did is it's a direct result of fasting and prayer and people. If my people, he didn't say if the White House, if the schoolhouse, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, I'll heal the land.
Reports are coming out now. The largest church in the world right now is in Iran, and it's led by women. How
amazing.
Crazy is that?
Wow.
The largest in the world.
Come on.
And they're all expecting to die. They have no, they're not going to back up. It's amazing. God, listen, He promised to answer our prayers. He wanted to heal the land. He wants to heal this land and make it a fertile field. Your family, that land, the area that you live in, He wants to heal the land and let's bring forth great fruit. Do you appreciate these men who are our guests? Do all of you in this studio want to be part of the shining city set on a hill?
Yeah.
All of you watching, would you pray to the God who promised to hear the prayers of His people
yes.
called by His name?
Yes.
Not church folks, not people who joined a religious club or lodge,
right.
not a tribe or a camp they're protecting, but the people who really know Him. If you'll pray in humility and repentance, ready to be reshaped, changed, your mind changed, your direction, your life changed, corrected. I will hear you. I will answer. I'll heal your land, starting with this land, but everything you're to be overseers of. I believe we're going to watch and behold the glory of God. You know, the New Testament church shook down an empire as corrupt as anything in history.
Right.
And this nation was born because of people pursuing the
That's
God
right.
of Abraham, Isaac, and
That's
Jacob,
right.
and the person Jesus Christ. Great book, Courageous, in the bookstores. Get it online. Go get it. Acres of Diamonds. I tell you what, today only, it's the last week, we're sending everyone who makes a gift to help us drill water wells, give a cup of water, Sheila's book. Other gifts. We've never done this before. This is the first. We'll send you 3 books if you want them. I know, I hear my administrators listening in right now saying, dear God, we're trying to support the missionaries. How are we going to keep the lights turned on in the studio? Folks, listen to me. I want you to pour the love of God out on people that need water. Water for life, because we love them, because of the water of life. You make the greatest gift you can. Watch closely, and then let the Spirit of God direct you. I pray it's the greatest gift you've ever made to give water and to point to the water of life. Thank you for doing it.
These are just some of the diseases and ailments that nearly 1 billion people are exposed to every single day because their only water source is contaminated.
You know, if you were thirsty in Africa or in many of the remote parts of the world, you'd walk up to a stream like this, you'd say, oh, I've got great water. But what you don't realize is in this area alone, thousands of people got cholera, serious, severe diarrhea, many people it cost them their children.
Our mission teams have seen these water conditions firsthand in several countries around the world, and they have ministered to families whose lives are torn apart by sickness and death simply because they had no other choice but to drink contaminated water.
And they can't do anything about it because it's all the water that they have. I just can't even imagine. This little baby is so precious, so beautiful. Her mother loves her so much. And I want to see this little baby live healthy because we've given some fresh water to them.
But there is a simple solution for these families, a clean water well. Life Outreach and its mission partners have the experienced teams and necessary equipment ready to drill hundreds of safe, life-giving water wells around the world.
I cannot tell you how happy this scene makes me. I mean, this is what love is all about, the fulfillment of seeing Life Outreach International water well right here so that these children can grow up and have healthy, happy lives. This is good water. Yes, indeed. And we want to do this over and over again. If you've helped us do this, thank you so much. James and Betty, I bet this makes you very, very happy. But the need is still great. Let's do this again and again and again till this is the norm in Zambia and in villages all around the world. Cheers.
Cheers, cheers yourself. Boy, we thank God for you. And all of you who are watching right now, those of you here in the studio, you're the ones that provide the miracle for so many. You know, Betty, we talked about the loss of a daughter. You were looking at that little child, and you won't give a cup of water, and talking about how precious that baby was to her. We know how precious every child is to parents. And you know, there's not a person watching us that wouldn't have driven all the way across the country if they could walk in the hospital room like you held up at Clean Water and say, we want all the children to have it. They wouldn't have come and said, this will make your daughter well. This will make, because all of you prayed. They would have done it. Well, we have the perfect cure.
We do.
And you know what? We can actually send the love by letting the missionaries know the resources are there to drill another $4,800 well. Coming from $48 gifts for 10 people, water the rest of their life, 144, 30 people water the rest of their life. Some can drill a well, 4,800. Thank God for that. We said yesterday we would do that and provide that miracle. Most people, though, even who have a little bit more money, they can say, I'll give 1,200 and pray three join me, or 2,400 and pray one joins me and we got a well. I don't know at what level you come in, but in this week, Betty, I'm believing that every person watching it says, I'm going to step up. And I'm going to do something. I'm going to reach out and touch somebody with love that just changes everything. Because water for life is provided because of the water of life. And they're going to see the love of that relationship. And then we're going to point them to how they can have that relationship. Love reveals love. That's what we do when we give water.
Absolutely. And it brings us great joy to be able to show you what happens when you give of your love and your gifts to help drill those water wells. What great joy to see the smiles on those children's faces. And I know the smiles in the hearts of those mothers that so thankful for what you've done to them. You've given life to their children. So please join us again. Isn't it fun to be able to do something like this?
Yeah, you saw Sheila saying cheers, and we knew what she was saying. Boy, she's full of joy. Sheila, thank you for being such a blessing. And to every one of you, would you become the miracle mothers long for over there? You would have been that miracle for this mother if you just knew exactly what it was. Well, we know exactly what it is. They need clean water. We can give it to them. Would you please right now go get your bank card? Use that the way you should always use it, like it's a check. Would you go online, or would you dial the number, make the gift today? You say, why is it important today? It's the last week for the emphasis. We've got to let the missionaries know the drilling rigs are coming to your area. Love has sent those drilling rigs. By the way, viewers like you paid for all the drilling rigs, and they were hundreds of thousands of dollars each. You bought them. They're there working. Well, we got to send them and pay for what it takes to drill the well. Would you right now please make that gift? Father, I pray every single person watching will give something in Jesus' name. Would you just do what he's leading you to do right now? Please do it now. We have some gifts to send you. You make a gift. We're going to send you Sheila's book and other gifts that'll bless you to say thank you. Thank you so much for doing it.
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, disease-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what's a mother to do? With your help, clean water is on the way. Mission Water for Life is the answer to a mother's prayer to save the lives of her children, to offer them a bright future free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Praying Women, How to Pray When You Don't Know What to Say. In her new book, Sheila Wall shows you how to reignite your conversation with God to become a strong praying woman. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Power of Prayer Bundle. This bundle includes a cozy throw blanket adorned with words of the Lord's Prayer, a decorative pillow cover, as well as Sheila's book. All three are encouraging reminders of how there's power in your faith-filled prayers. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our brand new commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know what's amazing? If we just walk in here by a dump and by just contaminated water, and little old children will come over to us and just want to, they just want to hug. They just want somebody to love them.
They do. Children do. They draw to that love and affection when they sense it, James, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we can notice them, and we can say we want to help them. But the only way we can give water to children like this and give them a better future is for you to care enough. I mean, we can come and see the need. We can pray about it. We can weep over it. But we can't meet the need unless you help us do it.
And that's when the difference is made, is when it's not only our gift, but your gift and others' gifts that we can really make, we can make a change in these areas where it's so desperately needed. Please join with us and let's do that.
This is the last week for us to get the resources to drill these wells at this point. We need a miracle. Never giving away 3 books in a program. But boy, do I wish you would get the message in these books, all of them. And by the way, Praying Women, probably a reason these guys are sitting here. This lady prays me into the place I get. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying all of these are gifts from God. And these men I love beyond my ability to even express it. So please do what God leads you to do. Would you join Betty and me in saying thanks to these great giants of the world? Robert Jefferson, Jensen Franklin. Thanks to all of you. Body of Christ. Become the shining city set on a hill. Love you.
And I was enamored, and I fell in love. And the whole time, he was a con artist, and he was a trafficker.
Next week on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.